Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd like to know where Lou Holtz is right now.
Oh, I win.
Google me.
We're not hosting an intergalactic kegger down here.
Lou Holtz is not in the top 25 rankings that were announced last night. It was the biggest announcement of the night. We were waiting for years for this.
Yep.
And we got it.
We were all waiting for the results last
night.
We
were all
glued to the TV.
Absolutely waiting for the results. 6 o'clock rolled around and the first college football playoff ranking was released. That was what the first polls closed around 6 o'clock too.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Sean's out today. He's very upset with the results.
That's right,
they were not what he was hoping for. Vandy is not in the playoff.
Vandy is not in the playoff. That was a bit of a surprise to me, was it not for you?
What, Vandy?
Yeah.
No, not really.
You weren't surprised?
No.
All right, so how did this thing shake out? Army comes in at 25. How about that? That's pretty good for them. They were so bad at football, at this thing we call football. So bad that for them to be in this position really, really is remarkable. A&M comes in at 14. SMU at 13.
Smoo.
So that is, I mean, they are knocking on the door. And listen, Alabama might lose. They play LSU this weekend. All right. Notre Dame might lose. BYU might lose. Indiana is going to lose. Tennessee plays Georgia in 2 weeks. Like, Texas has to go to A&M. And then they have to play in the conference championship game. Although I do think this, and I don't know if this is not set in stone, but I do believe that the committee will honor the Big Ten and the SEC by allowing their conference championship game loser to have an automatic bid. It'll be a fake automatic bid, but I do believe they're going to protect the game. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. That would make sense to me. I'll tell you what, this... What's the most offensive or questionable part of this to you?
Well, let me give you the top 12. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Georgia 3, and Miami 4. Now, those rankings are different than the seeding. BYU is going to be the fourth seed.
Right.
That, to me, is the most offensive.
Is it?
The most offensive thing is that you're going to have a conference champ that is going to be outside the top, you know, four, get an automatic bye.
Yeah,
they should be in. They should not get a bye.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we get.
That's what we get
with the new system.
That's what we get.
That's to be expected given the system that we have.
Yep, it is. That's fair. I saw on the show last night. It was McElroy, Joey Galloway, and Ed Booger mm-hmm. with Reese. And they seem to have a problem with Texas. Did you not pick up on that?
Yeah, but I mean, that group always complains about Texas.
Yeah, fair.
In general.
And I understand it. Like, Texas is not a top 20.
McElroy is one of the biggest Texas haters there is.
Yeah, I get it. Now I get it. Texas doesn't have a top 25 win. Now there's Penn State.
But look, if the bracket's set up like this for Texas, that looks pretty good to me. You get Bama and then Miami.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're loving it. Like the only thing better would be is to be. You want to be either. You don't want to be in the 8-9. The 8-9 game would play Oregon. You don't want to be there.
Which who's there right now?
We are Tennessee and Indiana. Now, granted, you wouldn't have to go to Oregon, so that's good because that's a neutral site game. But you want to be the 12-5. 12-5 gets the 4 seed. Or you want to be in the 11-7.
Do you want to be 12-5, though, if you're Ohio State? Because then you're set up for a collision course with Oregon, which Ryan Day has shown he will beat everybody in college football except Michigan and Oregon.
Yeah, that's true. No, you don't. You don't want to be them.
I think since 2020 or something like that, we had the note Ryan Day is like 38-0 against everybody but Oregon and Michigan. And against those, he's 0-5.
Yeah. Yeah, and now, interesting, there are Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, and Indiana. So four Big Ten teams. You're going to have Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee. So four SEC. Notre Dame's the independent. There's 9. BYU from the Big 12. There's 10. And you got Boise State, obviously, you know, getting to 11, and then Miami. So it's they're showing you who they believe to be the top dogs.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that SMU didn't sneak in there.
They have a chance though. Like Alabama might lose to LSU.
Alabama will lose 2 more games this year.
Oh, you think so?
Yep.
2?
Yep. At least.
Are you counting the conference championship game if they make it? Or nope. You don't think they'll make it? There's too many teams ahead of them.
Yeah, too many teams that'll make it ahead of them. I think that Alabama's got 2 more losses on the schedule.
This is, though, what we've wanted. We've wanted this kind of the playoff. Everybody thought, and I thought too, and I got to take this on the chin. I thought that this was going to ruin the regular season.
It has in a way.
It's ruined the regular season from the standpoint that you can lose and still make it up.
Yeah, that Georgia loss by Texas would have meant more back last year.
But you're still engaged.
A&M losing to South Carolina would be a massive critical upset.
Critical. They're still in it.
Yeah.
One more loss.
That's a little...
If they beat Texas with the same way the rankings are right now, I think they jump them. I think they jump in.
Probably.
Now, they don't jump Texas. Well, maybe they do.
They might jump Texas. If A&M gets to the end of the season, they've got 1 SEC loss. Texas has 2.
Yeah, because if they beat Texas, I think they go to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, if you're in the SEC championship game or the Big Ten championship, I do believe you're in. I think that's what they're going to do.
302, Miami can't beat Texas. Don't kid yourself. Who said Miami could beat Texas? I don't think either one of us said that.
No.
No, I think, in fact, that's why I think if it sets up like this, Texas is beating Bama and then beating Miami, and then they got to deal with Georgia again.
Right. And that would be in whatever neutral site game they would play that one in. Oregon as the 1 seed, they would get the winner of, as it sets up today, the winner of Indiana versus Tennessee, and then the winner of BYU, Ohio State, or Boise State.
Which now, I think if Oregon and Ohio State get a rematch, which Oregon's already beat Boise State this year. They've beaten both of them. They've beaten Boise State and Ohio State so far this year. I think if they get the rematch, Ohio State outplayed them, I felt like, in a lot of ways. Dylan Gabriel was great in that game, but I felt like it was right there for the taking for Ohio State, and they just dropped the ball. And so, I know Ryan Day has shrunk in big games against teams like Michigan and Oregon, but if they get another shot at it, I think I'd pick Ohio State to beat Oregon.
I mean, look, the fact that it was in Oregon, you know, plays a role, and you know, Ohio State's a really good team, and Oregon has, I mean, especially at the beginning of the year, they did not play great football. They barely beat Boise, they barely beat Idaho, barely is relative.
Yeah, I think after the first 2 weeks, if you'd have told me, like,
ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Census number one is Oregon. By this point in the season, I'd be very surprised.
I'd have been very, very surprised. So any major issues, though, other than that?
No. I mean, I think that, like I said, I'm rooting for SMU to get in there. I think that'd be great, a great story, especially with them getting to the ACC and Florida State trying to essentially say, oh, this diminishes the ACC. This is why you got to let us out. It's not prestigious enough. And then, you know, Florida State is awful this year. But I really wish SMU still had RJ Maryland and he hadn't gone down with the knee injury, because that would make them an even more intriguing pick. But no, I mean, overall, fine.
Yeah.
Fine with everything.
I don't really have any problem with it at all. A couple of quick notes for you. Props to the University of Houston for telling the NFL to go stick it. They wore the Love You Blue unis.
They're nice looking uniforms.
They're great looking uniforms. The NFL says, no, this is the tenant. We own the rights to this. And the University of Houston is like, no, no, no. The city owns the rights to these. We feel like we have this thing on lockdown where you can't do anything. Props to whoever it is, Tillman Fertitta, I'm sure, who's just like, yeah, go ahead and wear them and I'll pay your fine. Whatever, I'll pay your legal fees with the NFL. Because these uniforms are great. And, you know, can you really own a color?
The NFL thinks they own a lot of things that they probably don't. But yeah, no, it's I think they look so good, because they are. They look very much like the Oiler uniforms.
Yeah.
That's the whole inspiration there. Now, here's the question.
Uh-huh.
Do you prefer... I don't like that when they wear these, it says Houston. I'd rather Cougs.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Houston, in general, I don't like identifying city, school, whatever else, at home.
I agree.
And they wear these at home. I want the team nickname at home. I want the city name or whatever else on the
Absolutely.
Road. So, and especially if you already have Houston on the chest, you don't put Houston on the side of the helmet.
To me,
you put Cougs.
Or
that's what I would prefer. But otherwise, they're great.
You know, historically, the Rangers are one of the few teams that do that.
Wear Texas at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They've changed that in recent years, right? Now they have the cursive Rangers.
Which I don't like that either.
That they wear.
I don't like I don't like the writing. I don't like the font.
You just don't like anything about them.
I don't like anything in general. I'm just a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
I think is what we're learning.
Yeah, but I thought where it just said Texas was unique. I didn't care. I'm with you. I like where it says the team name at home. But it was unique, right? It was their little bit. This ought to make everybody happy, because nobody really likes Dabo. Right? Nobody really likes Dabo. But he was blocked from voting.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because they said he had already voted.
Oh, I've heard this one before.
So he walks into the polling place. They said, no, you already voted. He goes, I'm sorry, ma'am. I did not.
How many Dabos are there?
Well, his name is William.
Oh, well.
All right. And as it would be when you have when you're a child and you have a male, Bobby doesn't know this, Peyton, but sometimes you give them your name.
I have my dad's name.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Robert.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, no.
So I have my dad's name as well.
I have a different middle name.
I do too. I have a different middle name. But they put, when his son went and voted, they didn't check off which birthday it was. They checked the wrong birthday off or whatever. So then when he goes to vote, he hands his license in, and his birthday's already checked off. His name is William.
Oh.
William Sweeney. So they said, you can't vote. You've already voted. He's like, no, I did. I didn't vote yet. I didn't vote. So he had to fill out some paperwork. And now it won't get processed till like Friday. But
His son checked off, and so he couldn't check off.
Right. Yeah. So he was denied.
I hate when you can't check off.
Bobby.
What? We're talking about the voting rules there.
We are. And then one more thing. How about this? This is the Vanderbilt linebacker keeping receipts. And I love this. This is Brian Longwell, who's a linebacker, and he kept this for 2 years. He kept this text message for 2 years. So he was being recruited by Auburn. Vanderbilt beat them 17-7. Well, Longwell was being recruited by Auburn, never committed publicly, but that's where he was going to go. And he posted a text that he got from one of their coaches that said, "Brian, I'm sorry, buddy. We're not going to sign a high school linebacker in this class. More than likely, you are a great player with a bright future. Hope you and yours have a Merry Christmas." And he posted that after Vandy beat Auburn. Now, look, props to this coach for doing that, because he could have very easily just strung him along and he wouldn't have had a place to go and land on his feet. So props for, like, manning up and telling him what the deal was and being upfront, honest, and respectful about it. But this kid has every right to chirp after you win. He holds all the cards.
Yeah, and it's a petty play that I like a lot. And there seems like there's a lot of petty swagger on Vanderbilt, which makes sense. I think that's more the reason why Sean adopted them even than his godson.
Yeah.
It's because Sean enjoys petty. Sean is petty himself.
That's why he's not here today. He's very petty.
Exactly. I think that Sean leans in more to the whole petty aspect of it. We don't even hear about his godson anymore. Just all about, "Oh, Pavia Mafia. I'm there with the Pavia Mafia." That's what he hears about now.
All right, so we got some Cowboy ballot measures for your consideration. Now, this was, of course, because, yesterday was election day, so Bobby had to put some Cowboy ballot measures up for election. We will get into all that coming up next, along with Chopping It Up. It is your commercial-free expressway on Sean and RJ next on 105.3 The Fan.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.